The problems within Baltimore's police department may be even more serious than had previously been thought. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden reports that was the message the consent decree's monitor delivered to a legislative committee yesterday.
Kenneth Thompson's message to the House Judiciary Committee was scathing.
The Baltimore Police Department is a dysfunctional organization, a highly dysfunctional organization. Its policies were poor, its staffing is poor, its technology is poor.
Right now, Thompson said, the police department still uses a great deal of paperwork, and they're backed up years. He said the accountability systems, that is, the Office of Professional Responsibility, which includes the Internal Affairs Division, are at the height of the dysfunction. They're operating with a fraction of the staff they need and outdated policies.
OPR is still in a shambles.
His remarks came as the agreement between Baltimore City and the U.S. Justice Department nears the end of its second year. Delegates wanted to know what progress the department has made over the last 19 months. Will these problems be fixed? And of course, how much will it cost? Thompson said the progress has been reasonable. But, he added, the problems will not be fixed in the next 5 years, and the cost will be at least $50 to $60 million. One thing they've done this year, they created new policies.
The old policies in many cases were confusing, or they didn't advance best practices. And people will say, well, what's so important about policies? Well, if you're talking about a police department, if you don't have good policies, you're not going to have good training. If you don't have good training, you're not going to have good police who do good police work.
Seth Rosenthal, the consent decree's deputy monitor, sat next to Thompson.
There are going to be some serious challenges this year. The training academy is understaffed. There are literally a handful of sworn officers who are in charge of preparing curriculum and delivering on that curriculum in the academy now, less than five. I mean, this is a department with 2,500 members.
Some lawmakers suggested bringing in police officers from outside departments to facilitate training at the academy. Delegate Emily Shetty, a Montgomery County Democrat, asked if the Baltimore Police Union has bought into the changes. Thompson said it's hard to tell.
You know, you hear comments from different quarters that somehow the consent decree is an impediment to police work.
So far, the monitoring team has ordered a staffing study to figure out how best to organize the officers they do have, and the team has brought on an advisor to help upgrade the department's technology. On the horizon,
the gun trace task force case that happened early this year. They were bandits. I mean, these were just Jesse James on steroids.
And we have requested that they do a forensic review of that unit because, you know, we know who the GTTF folks were, and
right.
We know from press reports and from transcripts that, you know, who the other officers are, and those folks are being looked at. But I think it goes beyond that because, quite frankly, what I think needs to be done is you need to look at every one of these folks. And you need to go back and you need to figure how they even got into the academy and how were they trained and who do they work for and what supervisors did they have. And should that supervisor 3 years ago or 4 years ago or 6 years ago have identified sufficient issues so that there would have been a red flag and you would have looked at that person and said, this person needs to get out of this department.
Thompson told the committee they were just getting started. He threw out a football metaphor.
We're still in the first quarter, probably on the first drive.
Legislators seemed impatient, loaded with questions and fueling up for the long haul. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.